Now, I want to pose a question. I don't know how brave you or others will be, but I saw this on TikTok and I had a bit of a giggle because they were doing these basically just little vox pops in the street, but asking people to confess something that they've never told anyone before.
Oh.
So have a listen to this. And whilst you're listening, have a think about something you've never told another living soul.
Okay.
Today I would like to confess that actually, apart from my mom and my dad, no one else from my family knew that I was in prison for a couple of years.
Today I would like to confess that in high school I kissed my English teacher and no one knows.
I would like to confess that one time I was driving my car off the drive, I ended up scratching all the way down the side of my brother's brand new Seat Ibiza. And I didn't even tell him. I let him go to a shop, park it in a car park, and then convince himself that it just happened there and it was his fault. Still to this day, he doesn't know.
I know. So is there anything, and by the way, we will put you in our 10K Christmas draw if you're willing to ring up and confess something.
1-333-53. Give us a call. You can remain anonymous on air.
Yeah.
We can put your details in the 10K Christmas.
Well, we bloody can't.
No.
You both can't.
How's that? Yeah, no, we won't say your name. Okay, if you don't say my name, I'm happy to tell you something.
All right, anonymous, are you going to tell me something that you've never told? Well, okay, so I did once fancy, that girl reminded me, I did once fancy a teacher, like ridiculously so.
Yeah.
And I stalked him in the days that before social media. Yeah.
Wow.
You stalked him, like hung out his house?
No.
Like outside watching him watch TV?
I went to the beach to see what he...
Oh my Lord.
Swimmers.
Catch the bus?
Yeah, I did actually.
You That's a lot of effort, catching the bus to the beach where
you're
going.
Yeah, I was a bit of a creep.
Of course you're not going to say his name. Can I ask the subject that he taught?
He taught science.
Oh, yeah. Well, who doesn't like a science teacher?
Oh, yeah.
Was he in Speedos and pulled up socks?
He was a very young science teacher.
Okie
dokie. So I'm glad I kept my distance.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, but yeah. I had the hots for the teacher. Such an old story.
Yeah, I too miss Valance from school, my French teacher, but I didn't stalk her at the beach, mate. Hello, Chris, what's your confession?
It's not a real good one, but on the last day of high school, I did a bomb scare at my school.
Oh.
Christopher?
Oh, don't say what school, mate, because they're still looking for you.
Yeah.
No, I know. No, they found them, don't worry.
Oh, they did?
They did. Did you get into a lot of trouble?
Yeah, because I had to go back the next year, so.
Well, you're an idiot. You weren't even in year 12.
No,
so did you just ring up and say there's a bomb in the school? They evacuated. Did the whole thing happen?
Yeah, but, to be honest, one of my mates did all the phone call and all that, and then he got scared, so he threw me on. But...
Oh, wow. Anyway, Christopher. You naughty boy.
Wow.
That's big.
I don't know. This segment could go south. Hello. I killed somebody. Oh, that's okay, Anonymous. Wacky story.
Well, Chris, you're definitely in the draw for our 10K Christmas.
I don't know.
I don't think we've thought this through.
We haven't. Thanks, though, Chris.
Hello, I once stabbed a person. Hello, Anonymous.
Appreciate your honesty, Christopher.
Wow.
And he's learned his lesson, everybody.
That's right, kids.
Is that true, Chris? Have you learnt your lesson?
100%, mate.
There you go.
Boy.
Well, he's definitely in the draw then.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, we've got an Anonymous here.
Uh-oh.
Hello, Anonymous.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Confess away.
Okay, so when I was about 8 years of age, I was climbing a paling fence. I slipped and I fell and I was in my father's watch. Still to this day, my mother believes that I went to hospital to have the splinter removed. Little did she know it was half the fence.
Oh.
So you were the creation of the fence problem?
Yes.
Okay, so she doesn't even know to this day.
No. So it ended up going through, it just missed the muscle, and it basically just ripped open, and I just had to get a couple of stitches.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. So you don't climb fences anymore, I bet.
Yeah, I'm a little bit too old, but yeah, definitely not.
Good
this
girl.
This is starting to turn into Tanya's girl. Call now so Tanya can go crooky.
Well, everybody's learning lessons, they which are. I like.
Yeah, true. Yeah. True. Well, yeah. Stop stalking teachers.
I have.
All right,
you
good.
Be pleased
you don't
to know.
Do that anymore?
No. Nah.
I was just wondering, Lorke's teachers at the time wondering, going, I've heard about a mum. Yeah, apparently the mum goes down and follows, look, see what you look like at the beat.
So Anonymous is in the draw, which is going to be really interesting if Anonymous wins. How the hell are we going to contact her?
Yeah, true.
Exactly.
True.
Think about that.
So no murders.
No, what about you?
I haven't told anyone this for nearly 20 years or 20 plus years.
Right.
I have no idea what I'm doing, Tanya, but, and yet we rate. I'm always, I know, proudly walked around the building looking like I do know what I'm doing, but I'm a fisherman. Yeah. I'm a fisherman from Redcliffe, and suddenly I'm on a number one rating breakfast show, and I got no idea what I'm doing.
Well.
There we go. It's out.
Yeah. I don't pay that one. I reckon there's stuff there that people don't know about.
There's thousands of things people don't know about, Tanya.
None we can air at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Please listen.